Chapter 7. Hiring Employees. Finding the best people for the job is one of the hardest things for companies to do. Allowing people to work remotely can help with this. A survey by Owl Labs reported that remote companies in the US take 33% less time to hire employees, and companies that help people work remotely have 25% lower employee turnover, people leaving, than those that do not. So how can companies use this to build a winning team? Employer branding. To hire the top people, a company must spend money on their online branding. It is the first thing the future employee sees about the hiring company. So it should show the friendly culture and what working remotely for the company looks like. People join a company because they love what it does and want to be part of the process. They love the environment and the way that the company works. They see that the company cares for the well-being of its employees. Future employees will ask present and past employees in their network for advice or ideas. So, companies should be seen in the right places, like LinkedIn, Glassdoor, Twitter, Medium. Surveys have shown that 83% of people looking for jobs research a company online before they apply. List people in the team that they will work with, not just the leaders, on the website. Interview process. How does a manager assess a person's abilities? The best way is to create a situation like the environment the person will be working in. This will test if the person will be successful. For example, if the position requires mostly written communication and lots of video calls, then it is important to get an idea of how the candidate manages using these. The interview process for the position would have a written part, text-based interview, and a part using video calls, with other people from the team if possible. It is always a really good idea to have another person join the interview so that you can hear what they think too. If this is not possible, ask if you can record the interview for the team to watch in their own time and be a part of the hiring process. Remote jobs can be open to anyone, anywhere in the world. You should give information about time zones so that you do not have too many applications. Pay for the position should also be made clear. Behaviour-based interviewing. Behavioural interviewing is a great way to understand how a person works remotely. This is important when building a remote team because the behaviour of people on the team and their relationships is even more important when they are in different places. Ask questions like, how do you organise your day and how do you decide which tasks to do first? How would you manage not having face-to-face contact when you work remotely? Or, if you had a problem when the rest of your remote team was not online, what would you do about it? According to Toggle, a time-tracking app and remote-first company, the things that remote companies look for when hiring are the ability to communicate and be organised and to work well in a team environment. People must be able to work in a way that leads to their highest productivity in any environment using to-do lists, flow boards, a business app that helps manage tasks you repeat, and time tracking. During an interview, Toggle also looks into things like the ability to collaborate virtually, being open, and not losing concentration when working from home. They ask questions about people's ability to look after themselves. like taking enough breaks every day and their ability to relax after work. When you are interviewing, remember that a good remote worker communicates well, is organized and comfortable working remotely for a long time, can make decisions and take action on their own. Pay for remote employees. How much to pay remote employees is a difficult topic. What happens when you have two people doing the same job but living in different cities? Or when an employee moves to a cheaper city than the one that they were living in before? Creating a fair pay structure is very important if you want your team to trust you. It is a lot of work for companies if they need to keep looking at and changing the pay structures. Pay can be structured in three different ways. A global salary model pays everyone the same. It does not matter where they are. A local salary model pays according to the cost of living where the person lives. A hybrid salary model mixes the other two models. Onboarding. Hiring is only one step of the process when building a remote team. The next step, onboarding, or welcoming those hired and getting them ready for success, is important if you want to keep new employees. There should be a clear onboarding system in place. Each step of the process must be agreed in documents across the company and followed. In an office, a new employee might be taken to lunch and given training and a chance to meet the team informally. The same kind of thing should be done remotely, so that a new remote employee understands the company, the position, and the team. It is a good idea to create a company document to share with new employees when they start work. It should have the company's goals, values, systems, and processes, and any other information that might help employees to do their work. The document should be ready as soon as teams become remote and changed as the company grows and develops. Although each company will have its own onboarding system, there are three important steps. Step 1. Welcome new people to the team either by email or through the messaging apps. Step 2. Give the new employee their first task or project. This will make them feel excited about the new position and help increase productivity. The new employee could work on a group project, which will help them build relationships with their colleagues. Or you can give them a project to do on their own while they learn how the remote team works. Group projects are usually easier for people who already have experience of working in remote teams. Step 3. Contact the new employee after a week or two to see how they are doing and to get feedback. If possible, the team leader should talk to the new employee 2 more times during their first 3 months, as they may have questions or require more information on how things are done. Offboarding. In a remote company, every step an employee takes is important. So companies must also design an offboarding system for when people leave. Research by a UK marketing company found that only 29% of remote organisations have a formal employee exit process. But successful offboarding systems are important to help organisations grow and employees to stay and perform well in the company. The important steps in the process are to understand why people leave, to give responsibility for all projects to another person on the team, and to stop people being able to use company digital systems after they leave. In an office, when people decide to leave, managers and colleagues still see them every day for a few weeks. That allows time to manage work and relationships. However, in a remote setting, time can pass quickly, and the employee could leave without doing this. Exit interviews are the best way to understand why someone is leaving. They can be a useful tool in keeping employees in future if you look at the feedback. It can also allow you to collect information on how the culture of the company is seen by the employees, which is important in a remote environment when the manager might not know what their team's experiences are. You can also give the person who is leaving the chance to leave in a positive way by thanking them for the work they have done remotely. An offboarding process should check that the process of passing a project to another person on the team is going well. Have an exit interview. Get company equipment back from the employee. Ask employees to sign any necessary documents.